Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Are you a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business? Then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. As a senior photographer with a business that has been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because if I can do it, so can you. And I'm excited to share with you all the tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. Today, we're talking about your best friend as a senior photographer, aka social media. I know you're probably like, that is definitely not my best friend. You might have a love-hate relationship with it, and I totally get it. But it can be your best friend if utilized correctly, and it can lead to more booked clients. So I'm going to share with you today how to leverage social media to book more clients in less than 5 hours a week. You ready? Let's get started. Social media can be powerful. It can be a powerful tool for senior photographers to attract and book new clients. One of the first things I encourage new photographers to do is to establish a social media presence for themselves. After all, in the age we live in, where seniors are absolutely going to be all over social media, we have to be there too. We know with confidence that our target market is using social media, and I would be willing to bet that almost all of their parents are too. And the beautiful thing about social media is that you get a big bang for your buck. With little time and effort, you can see your business grow as you start to bring in more clients. So let's talk about some tips for how you can leverage social media to bring in more clients. Number one, focus on the right platforms. When deciding which social media platforms to utilize for your business, there are a lot of options out there. So how do you narrow it down? Let me help you with that. Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat are going to be great platforms to connect with seniors themselves. Although I personally think Instagram and TikTok are your best bets. My personal belief about Snapchat is that teenagers want to be on Snapchat by themselves. They don't really want us advertising to them on that platform, even though they're using it like crazy. In fact, sometimes it's the only way I can get my child to answer me is to snap him. But Instagram and TikTok, I think they're a little bit more used to having us there. They're used to people advertising things there a little more than Snapchat. So my suggestion would be Instagram and TikTok for seniors. But as far as the parents go, they are more likely to be on Instagram and Facebook. Yep, Facebook's still a thing, and it can sometimes come around again where I've started to see a little more of the current seniors utilize Facebook, but it's still not the best place for seniors. It's definitely going to be a great place for parents. When starting out, I would recommend focusing on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. That way you hit your senior clients and your parent clients. It's easy to repurpose content across these three platforms. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time you post on every single platform. Repurpose content. That is going to save you so much time and energy. You can sync your Facebook and Instagram together so anything you post on one goes right to the other. Or you can also repurpose and make TikToks as Instagram Reels or vice versa. So you can see how you can use the same content across all three platforms. Now, number two is going to be consistency. Consistency is key. We've all heard that saying, and it is so true. The minute you go away on social media is the minute that you're out of the minds of your potential clients. You have to stay consistent so you stay in the forefront of their mind. It doesn't necessarily matter how often you post, but it matters that you do it consistently. Obviously, the more you post, the more people you're going to reach. But you also have to be real and understand that maybe with life and everything else we have going on, every single day might not be something that you can stay consistent with. So start out with 3 days a week and be consistent at that for a really long time before you add on more days. That way you create a habit. It becomes second nature to you. And then you can always introduce more days of posting. Consider using a social media scheduling tool like Plan, Later, Planoly, or Hootsuite to help you schedule content in advance and save yourself even more time. You also want to make sure that your content is consistent with your brand. Make sure your content, whether it be a reel, a graphic, a story, etc., fits your brand identity and coordinates with your values as a business. And don't be afraid to show your personality on social media. It's your business and your brand. Let people get to know who you are and what it is like to work with you. If you listened to last week's episode, we talked about your unique selling proposition. That is something you need to be using on social media. Tell people what makes you unique and make them want to work with you because of that uniqueness. Now, if you need more help with social media, marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions and making 4 figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a 6-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make 4 figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, another really important piece to leveraging your social media is keeping up with engagement. Engagement includes things like responding to comments on your post and not just liking them. You have to actually type out a response and checking and responding to DMs regularly in order to build relationships. It also includes interacting with other accounts so that you attract new followers. Other accounts like your senior clients, their parents, and other seniors that they follow and are friends with. Take 10 minutes a day at max or however you prefer to split it up to jump on your platform and maintain that engagement. React to any comments you've gotten on your post. Check your DMs and show some love to other seniors in your area. It's very important that you be the one to engage. We can't just sit back and wait on others to engage with us. It's like that old Bible verse, "Do unto others as you would like to be done to." I'm sure I totally got that wrong, but you get the gist. The bottom line is we can't sit back and wait on others to do what we want them to do. We have to do it too. So if we want engagement on our post, we have to be willing to engage as well. Okay? We have to show them that we are someone to have a conversation with, share a personality with, really engage with and really form that relationship with. Seniors aren't going to be the ones to make the first move here. It's okay if we do. And it's okay to comment. They're not going to think you're creepy, I promise. They follow you, so that opens the door for engagement with them. Okay, another thing to leverage your social media is to offer exclusive promotions. Take advantage of your reach on social media and offer exclusive promotions and discounts to your followers. This could look like a 20% off code for those who book with you, maybe by a certain date, a giveaway for a free mini session, or maybe a free print for those who send you a DM in order to book. Whatever fits you best fits your brand the best. Doing an exclusive social media only promotion can help incentivize potential clients to book with you and encourage them to share your work with their followers. One idea I love for giveaways is to make the requirement something like tagging two of your friends in the comments or sharing this post on your story. By doing that, you're attracting more people to your post and your platform. This allows your followers to be able to share your content with those they know and get your business in front of the eyes of even more potential clients. All right, that was a whole lot of social media stuff. I love to give homework on this podcast, as you know, if you've been listening for any length of time. So now it's time for your homework. When you finish this episode, I want you to create a content plan for your social media accounts for just the rest of this month, okay? Even if you plan to post once a week, go ahead and get your content, your captions, the photo you're going to post planned out so it's done, okay? Half the battle is just doing that. Once you do that, you'll be able to schedule it all out and then you can take a little break and let it post. Take a little time on the front end to set yourself up for success with little effort on the back end. And if you aren't already using a scheduling service to help you out, look into some of the great options out there. A lot of platforms offer free memberships. That would be a great place to start as you grow. And just remember, you can do this. Social media does not have to be hard. It can be the way that you get in front of potential clients and get booked by seniors. All right, that's it for today, friends. I hope this episode inspired you to leverage social media to grow your own business in less than 5 hours a week. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Seniorology Podcast. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. I have lots of freebies on my website, online courses, and the Seniorology semester if you're interested in learning more. And as always, if you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you. Honestly, it's what keeps me going. So if you have anything to share, please do so. Leave me a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. And I'll see you back next week with a brand new episode. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.